I was watching a program the other week. Admittedly, I don't watch it all the time. Emmerdale. Amelia does. I don't. But I happened to be watching it this evening. And it was an interesting storyline. It was Laura's son who came out as gay, whatever gay means. She accepted that. But his friend, he also had difficulty with same-sex attraction. And he was having such a hard time with his father. His father was so aggressive. And I just love the way, whether it be TV or BBC, how they portray the Christian church and issues. Because in the midst of a so-called fight and discussion, it was more of a fight, particularly with the father of the other boy, Laurel says, well, Jesus never condemned sexuality. Well, if you send that question in next week, Keith and I might answer it. I said, well, I thought, where do I take this today? Do we go down the line of looking at issues? Well, we will next week in terms of questions. Well, you might turn around and say, well, the whole concept of sex, our human sexuality regarding homosexuality is totally different today than what it was in Greek and Roman times. Today it's more consensual and it's a loving, lasting relationship. Therefore, the New Testament does not apply. Well, if you put that question in the pot, we might answer it. But what amazed me with this whole scenario of Laura saying that, well, Jesus never condemned homosexuality. On the other side, you had the father of this boy who was so aggressive, so bigoted, so judgmental. I mean, it was so negative. And he was portrayed as a good Christian standing man. Boy, I was raging. Absolutely raging. Because is that what the world sees of us? Is that what culture sees the church? I think we're better than that, don't you? And we might have different opinions regarding sexuality, but we must learn what it means to disagree well. As I said in my first sermon, that the gospel is most relevant where culture is most confused. And boy, don't we live in a confused culture. And the gospel, I believe, is the power of God unto salvation. Why? Because it changed Keith's life and it has changed my life. I know that. And all of us can share testimony how we were lost and broken and we heard the gospel, the good news, and it changed our lives. And as someone said, when people stop believing in God, they don't believe in nothing, they will believe in anything. And how that's true in today's society. See, society today has exalted the act of sex as a thing that we must have to know fulfillment. But God, who designed sex, has designed us for something greater, and that is our oneness in Jesus. And therefore, particularly single people, you do not have to feel like a second-class citizen in our culture or in our community. We were hoping that Anne may have touched on some of that, those issues. And I think as a church, it's important that we accommodate that. And not only accommodate, but we embrace a whole different approach to singleness and what that means. Our identity is not found by looking inward, by looking at what I feel. It's important we understand identity. But our identity is found, listen, our identity is found in looking upward, in our relationship with God and how he has designed us. And there is a challenge for the church. How Do we connect to a broken world? How do we bring healing into broken situations? Bringing hope where there is no hope. I believe, as a church, we carry his life into our culture. Not like that guy who was portrayed as an angry, bigoted, judgmental Christian. We bring life, amen, not death. We bring healing, not brokenness. We have the life of God. We have the presence of God in us and with us to change the culture in which we live. Because that's who we are. In John 4, we see that Jesus embraced the woman at the well. It's important to note, whilst he embraced her, he did not endorse her sin. But he seized the opportunity to speak into her life. And the presence of Jesus made a difference to her. We can only measure our church health by our missional engagement. If there are a couple in my street and they are in a same-sex relationship, I should have an open home to invite them. Amen. Not to shun them, but to invite them, to reach out. Not to hold on to, yes, I may hold on to my opinion and my biblical worldview, but that does not mean that I show warmth and love, not coldness or indifference. We did a series years ago, Walk Across the Room. What it means is, go and say hello to someone. Go invite someone for coffee. Don't start preaching to them right away. But sense the Holy Spirit leading you into opportunities where you can engage, where you can be light in darkness. Amen? So you walk across the room. We live in a lonely world. There's loneliness out there. But if we only engage with people, well, we can seize opportunities to see lives transformed. God bless. Thank you, Pastor Keith.